Medical debt can be devastating, especially to lower-income Maryland residents. With me today is Marceline White, the Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, talking about Maryland's new medical debt protections. Marceline, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
First of all, you are focusing this effort on a very specific type of person who might have medical debt, and who would that be?
These new protections primarily affect people who've gone to the hospital for medical care and have a bill of $5,000 or less that they are struggling to pay.
And these are people who maybe don't have a credit card or wouldn't want to or be able to put that amount on a credit card and pay it off over time, correct?
We had done research in the past before this bill became law, and we found that the median debt that most people had was $944 that they were being sued for. So it's under $1,000.
And we have a law in Maryland that I wasn't aware of, and that's that you can be arrested for consumer debt.
That's right. Maryland still has modern-day debtor's prisons, which means that if you're taken to court or you fail to show up in court to tell people how much money you have, they can arrest you and put you in jail.
People can have their wages garnished if they have outstanding medical debt. They can have a lien put on their property if they own a home or something. And you are looking to do away with that, aren't you? At the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition.
Yes. Well, and in fact, the legislation that passed, the Medical Debt Protection Act that passed in the last General Assembly session, does just that.
This is obviously very helpful for patients, but you're working with hospitals and other providers as well, aren't you?
We are. One of the things that came out of the legislation is our belief, and this is based on work we and legal service providers and others have done, is that people want to pay their bills. They often just don't have $3,000 lying around in their bank account. And so we're working with hospitals and with the Health Services Cost Review Commission, which oversees the hospital's free and reduced cost care plans. We're working with them to develop income-based repayment guidelines for all hospitals. And once those go into effect, that means that regardless of income and regardless of how much you owe, hospitals will have to create installment payment plans for patients who can't pay their bill outright. And the payment plans should be no more than 5% of a patient's monthly income so that you can pay that bill along with all the bills you already had. We're working now with hospitals and the review commission to develop these guidelines, which will go into effect hopefully by next spring, early summer.
My guest today, Marceline White, Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. We've been talking about Maryland's new medical debt protections. If people need information about these protections, where might they find it?
We've created a page on our website, which is www.marylandconsumers.org. And you can go to our website, and on the front page, you'll see a link to learn all about what your new rights are and what you need to do to protect yourself when you have medical debt, as well as how to apply for free and reduced cost care to make sure that you're getting all of the protections you can right away.
Once again, we've been talking about Maryland's new medical debt protections. My guest today, Marceline White, Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. Marceline, thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.